Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about Instagram, and I want to talk about what's happening on Instagram, and basically how to survive Instagram's new algorithms and all of Instagram's new little quirks that I think maybe you've noticed in the last 2 weeks. Engagement is down to an all-time low. Likes, down to an all-time low. And if you're experiencing this, I think you're not alone. There are so many people, like the biggest influencers across social media who use Instagram as one of their main platforms, are going on all of the different groups, all of the different, little pod areas where we all talk about what's going on and latest and greatest in social media. Everybody's experiencing this dip in traffic, engagement. And I think what's happening is there's a huge shift with how they're going to kind of position and package Instagram for the future. And so there have been some other discussions about taking away likes on Instagram. And I know they maybe rolled this out in Canada. I did read a couple of things in different social media groups where they're trying this out. And I think what they're trying to do is really get people to focus on, you know, quality versus quantity. Because I think there might be like a little bit of an unhealthy component to, just waiting for those likes. And sometimes those likes really don't mean anything. And, in the end, this is all about quality versus quantity. It'll be interesting to see how this works with, I think right now you have like a huge influencer marketing world happening where people are really getting paid big bucks because of their following, and because of what they're getting on these likes. But a lot of times those things are not clear as to the quality of your followers. So like someone could have 1 million followers and maybe half of them are spam. So if you're a brand, you approach this influencer who has all these followers, but maybe the quality of all those followers are not really going to convert to real consumers, customers, audience, whatever it is, the brand is or whatever the product is that you're selling. So I think we're in a huge transitional moment right now for social media. And I think everything is actually going to go pay for play. Quality versus quantity. But you're going to have to pay to start really getting yourself seen. We started seeing this on Facebook. Facebook, we kept saying is broken. I think they actually broke Instagram now. So, if I were Twitter and I were Snapchat, this is where I would step up. I would slither in and this would be the moment. Make the move because, Instagram was like so good. It was so hot. It was doing so well. And I think it's going to take some time before it regains its traction again. They've lost people's trust. And so if you're experiencing this, if you're a brand, if you're a personal brand, and maybe you're not like a big brand at all. You're just like a regular person on Instagram, but you've noticed this like downward spiral, definitely on this podcast or on wherever I end up posting this, Facebook or Instagram, tell me what you're experiencing. But I think a couple of things to note that, some of the big platforms out there are like some of the big like publishers like Sprout Social and, like all the tech blogs and all these people, they're talking about all these things that you can do to combat, this like huge decline, So how do you get around all of it? And, there are some things that I may agree with on here, but there are some things like I'm not sure if it works. Personally, I was saying on one of my Insta stories last week, the shadow ban is real. So, if you're using hashtags, or maybe you're using like those grouped hashtags you get off of like all hashtags or display purposes. And if you don't know what those are, that means you're not using those sites. So it's okay. But, but I think those are actually hurting a lot of the accounts. So like when you're using all those like prepared hashtags, some of them are like actually banned. And what happens is you end up using it and then you end up getting almost banned yourself. So that happened. That happened to me. It's happened to me on some of my other accounts where I've used some of those hashtags inadvertently, not knowing. I mean, like the most basic hashtags could be on the banned list for all we know. But what happens is it totally strips away your likes, like your engagement, like no one sees your updates. And so it's basically like you're banned, like you're there, but you're really not there. So it's a little dirty game Instagram plays. But here are some things that I did read, which some people are saying, you know, could help you on Instagram. So the one thing you could continue to do to keep your engagement up is to keep publishing consistent stories on Instagram. So your Insta stories. I have been going to town on this. And let me tell you, I've been doing it so much in the last week that my views inside my Insta stories are like through the roof. Not my likes. Like I haven't seen an uptick in people liking my account, but I have seen a gazillion views on my Insta stories. So if I'm trying to reach people and make people aware of whatever it is like I'm trying to push out, if it's like my brand, if it's me, it's my services, it's, you know, like a film I'm involved with, or maybe I'm doing PR for someone else, you're gonna see it, which is great. So I'm just trying to figure out what that conversion is. Is it like me? I'm going to be happy with the reach. It's reaching a lot of people. Or did I want people to like my account, you know, because I want them to come back and see what else I'm doing. And especially for what I do, because, you know, I'm in the media world. I do all the digital, I do PR, it's social media, it's video, it's production, it's all these things. So I want you to come back to the account and see what else I'm doing. So that's one way to kind of get around this whole crazy, creepy algorithm, is to really make sure that you're posting inside your Insta stories. The next thing would be publish more video content. And I think everybody struggles with this. Video content is definitely one of the best ways to get ahead on all the platforms. You know, on Instagram, you have this tie-in with IGTV, which, by the way, is another discussion of a lot of people are not loving it, not loving IGTV. It just didn't make, I don't know what the word is. Like, it just didn't get there. It just didn't like break the surface. Like, people are still kind of like, well, what do I do with it? Like, can it be integrated? But anyway, I was reading some other big influencer said, you know, to get around this whole like crazy algorithm and like beat the system, start uploading videos to IGTV and then put it to the surface on Instagram. So like when you're uploading on IGTV, it actually, you know, there's like a toggle switch that says, you know, do you want this on your Instagram? I forget how it's worded, something like that. Toggle it so it goes to the surface. Somebody said that they did that and they've seen like almost a 90% increase in their traffic and in their engagement. So something to think about if you have video. Do it, try it. All right, so the next thing I did see was doing Instagram Live. And so I would say that that's very experimental. I would say I have no idea if that will work or not. I don't necessarily personally go live often just because I don't know. It just doesn't seem like I need to go live all the time. I mean, I would go live if I was somewhere where I was interviewing someone like a celebrity or it's like an event. But I mean, you could film anything. You could, you know, nothing has to be live anymore, you know. But for purposes of like really making sure that you're trying everything, you could go live. One of the other things is your captions, right? So there's all this discussion around, you know, make sure you're putting things in properly in a caption, like make sure it's a full sentence, make sure you're tagging the right people. I have to tell you, yeah, I think captions are important just because you want to like say and kind of like do make people have like an understanding of what you're doing and let there be complete thoughts. Make sure you're tagging things, make sure you're putting locations in, because I think that also helps. But you know, I don't know 100% if that's really the key. You know, I think captions are important, but I don't know if that's the secret formula. So there are a ton of things you can do to get around this Instagram new change, this new algorithm change. But I think the most important thing is being consistent and really posting quality content. And I think we all struggle with that because it's such a fast pace, like from your phone to an Instagram. But nowadays, your phone is taking great photos, you know? So there's no excuse for like not having good photos. You can have good photos of anything, of yourself, you know? Take a quick video of yourself. I mean, whatever it is that you're doing, you have the world like at your disposal with a cell phone nowadays. It's so crazy how you have so much control over your own PR and marketing. That's the thing about phones. Like, oh my God, what did we do before this? This is like, we all have power, and the power is in this smartphone that you own. You can go and broadcast. Every person is a producer. Seriously, every person is a producer because you are creating content every day. Side note, yesterday I did read Gary Vaynerchuk, one of your biggest social media, digital business gurus, experts out there, right? He had mentioned producing 100 pieces of content a day. And that's like spread across different platforms and things, but 100 pieces of content. Can you imagine? And that's what he's saying is the secret sauce. Like, if you're a brand, you need to start thinking about putting stuff out there. And there was this other discussion around it. Like, a lot of people are just afraid to like either get on camera, do a podcast, take a photo. I mean, sometimes you gotta be gluttonous. Like, I'm not all gluttonous, but like I do put things out there because you really have to. That's the game, you know? Like, if I want to be seen, if I want people to know that I'm promoting a person, promoting a show, promoting a film, promoting a business that I'm involved with. I'm going to put it out there. And that's the purpose. It's called social. It's media, but it's social. Meaning, you know, you're socializing, you're interacting with people, you're engaging with people. So if that makes you uncomfortable, I would say get off of social media, you know? But if you have a product or a business or something else, hire a professional who can probably find all of those assets, find all of those things, you know, create a strategy for you, put all those things together and really promote your business. So the topic of this podcast was Instagram and how to beat this new algorithm and how to really start producing quality content. It's really about quality versus quantity. And we talked about producing more things for Insta stories. And that's actually easy. You can just scoot through that little arrow that you see, put content out, you know, borrow other people's content. And now you can do that. You know, it's so easy to share posts. You know, obviously you have to do like the repost app. That's the only way you can repost something. But make sure you're thinking about like what's relevant to you and how you can really get it out onto your brand. And so we talked about captions, we talked about going live, and video. We talked about video. So don't discount IGTV. Think about it and then see if you can like start producing some content. And again, guys, content can be produced from your phone. Your iPhone or smartphone, whatever you have, if you have an Android, the capabilities on these phones and the quality are just like super high nowadays. Like there really isn't crappy quality coming from any of these phones. So think about that and start thinking about what you can use and what you can put out. Start with a photo. Start with minimal, you know, like minimal, but just be consistent. So this is why I had to jump on tonight, because this is very timely. There's like a huge moment happening right now for social media, happening for media, right? Like, I'm going to move away from saying social because this is media. We have become broadcast producers. We are programming. We are producing content. We are content creators. So Instagram, you know, start thinking about really how you can get your stuff out there. Don't discount Twitter. I think Twitter is the dark horse in all of this. I think Twitter is going to come to the surface. I've been saying this forever. Twitter, think about it. If you're not on it, go on there, check it out. It's not confusing. You just got to spend some time on it. Snapchat, I still think is dead in the water. I actually jumped on it this week a little bit more just to kind of like see if I need to give it another chance. But it is so dead in the water. It's like, I can't revive it. But maybe they'll make a change. We don't know. And also, the other dark horse, which is like a huge dark horse, it's a monster horse, is YouTube. What are we doing on YouTube? There's nothing wrong with YouTube. Everything on YouTube works amazing. I'm going to do another podcast about YouTube, and I'm going to bring on a guest for that who's got a little bit more expertise and a little bit more influence inside that world. But start thinking about it. Take all of your content, start producing it for YouTube if you don't like Instagram. But Instagram's a little bit more It's like a smaller production, right? YouTube, you can go a little bit longer form. So these are all the thoughts happening right now around media, social media, PR, marketing, digital, paid media, organic, you name it. So if you have any thoughts, you have any questions, business, leave me a comment. Please, rate the podcast, R-A-T-E. Rate it on iTunes, and you can leave a review, a star, and leave me a comment or email me, and I would love to get back to you, and let's chat. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk soon.